Okay. Jen! Jenna! It's Sunday, 22nd June. Here in the park. Don't know what time it is. 7:45, maybe. Been awake for ages, so I just thought I might as well come out. Get on with it. Jen! Jenna! The wagon has found a bin. Jen! She's miles away. She's enjoying this free run, that's for sure. Jenna, come on! I don't actually think she's listening to me. Never mind. So, I'm wearing shorts and t-shirts. It's a lovely day.
Come on then, Fionn. Come here. Come on. Here we go. There we are.
Oh, what kind of wagon is this again?
This is a Welsh Springer Spaniel.
Wow.
And,
Hello.
Tail wags
Hello, off. Fionn. Hello, Fionn. Is that
and
your
this
name?
Is her sister index.
Ouch.
Sorry. Are you okay?
No, yeah, of course I am. I wasn't just expecting to be bound. What's her name? Her sister?
Indeg is actually, it's a daughter. So,
oh, wow.
Fionn is the oldest, who's 5. And Indeg is 9 months old.
Mm. So. Is this your usual time of coming to the park then?
Well, we don't have a usual time.
It's just I've been the last week for.
Because we normally are here somewhere between 8:30 and 9:30 usually. Come on.
What are they doing? So there we are. Gemma, come on! So the animal I don't actually found them dips, Tony said. Gemma, come on! She obviously thinks she can get away with it with me, while she's got another thing coming.
They're very keen on food, aren't they?
Of course they are, but
I think this park is particularly bad early in the morning after the weekend because lots of people bring picnics here.
Yeah.
And then there's Benson. I don't know if you've met Ollie and his dog Benson.
No.
Gemma, Indeg, come here. Good girl. Good girl, come here. No.
What are they doing?
There's some more rubbish from the bins around that they're sniffing. Look at Indeg, no! Excuse me a minute. Indeg, no, come here. I'm gonna know. No. Yeah, they're supposed to be working dogs. Sorry, here we go. We'll wander with them.
With them?
Yeah. We'll wander with you so that the ball comes with you.
Okay.
This is Louise.
Morning, I'm Louise.
Hello.
So, what's your name?
My name is Mrs. Clark, but it's Josette.
Okay.
Josette. First name
Josette. Josette,
yes.
Josette, yeah. Come on. Yes.
Ooh, what kind of dog has she got?
Now, your dog is... What's the... Suska. But in fact, you've got two, haven't you? You've got an English...
Yes, that's Yogi.
Yogi is a kind of English sheepdog, is he?
Yes. He's a border collie.
A border collie.
And so is he.
Ah, yes. But one is a very... One is a short head and one is a long haired border collie.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And oh, dear. Why?
And this is Gemma.
Oh.
Yes, Gemma. Gemma, naughty Gemma at the moment.
She got distracted with the bin waste.
Oh, nice. Oh, God,
yeah. So we had a bit of a problem
we
with
did.
That. Watch out, there's a dog in front of you.
A long-haired wagger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yogi, pick up your ball.
I'm just going to throw the ball.
Look at Gemma then.
Well, Gemma can't play ball. She's useless at fetch.
Oh, well, she's running anyway.
Yeah, she can
there
run.
There we go. Come on.
She can't. I don't care as long as she's running.
Whoa! That's okay. Well done.
Yeah.
They're playing nicer still, aren't they?
They are, yes. But your dog's quite enjoying herself, which is good.
Oh, well. Yeah. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, mate. That's
what... Right. So is it work that stresses, or is it...
Yeah, it's work, really. Basically, I'm in an area that I don't know anyone.
Right, okay.
And...
When I say, where do you work, I suppose I mean, what do you do?
It's only call centre work, but it's just the fact that I'm in an area that I don't know anyone.
Yes.
So I have time at work and it's great. And I go home in the evening, in the week, and I've got nothing to do. There's no work-life balance.
Right,
so on the weekend, I go away and I race.
Yeah.
Or visit friends, or visit my parents. My parents are in Liverpool.
Right. Now, our dogs meet a...
What?
Do you want... Yogi, it's all right. Her dog's picked up the ball. And
come on,
we
Jem.
Can walk
good girl.
Up this way.
Good girl, Jem. I like it. I can always tell how much of a nice time she's had when she puffs.
Yes.
You know, like a train. I say, you're puffing like a train, I say. Mm. How about you?
Well, I've just finished working for... Oh. I used to work at a place called the Serious Fraud Office.
Serious fraud office.
Yes, that's right. So basically, when people take a lot of money rather than a little money. But I've just taken early.
Was that good fun?
Release. Sometimes it was very stressed. Now I'm going to wander back. I need to take my dogs back home now, so I'm going to wander up towards the top of the park. You're welcome to walk with us if you wish, and I'll put you back on the path.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah,
then I'll does that work for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, no, no way.
Okay.
Am.
Well, come on, Fionn.
Started playing now.
Yeah.
Now that you want to go.
Well, we'll wander.
Sorry, I don't usually answer the phone, but my friend works in civil service, and you can never get hold of her, so.
That's all right.
I'm not usually so rude. I don't just answer the phone to anyone. If it had been anyone else, they'd have got ignored, but she doesn't get ignored because I've got.
Well, I know my phone rang, it was my husband. So
yeah, if it had been that, I'd have been ignored him, but we've got a concert tomorrow, so we're arranging where to meet, so.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, are you playing in the concert or singing?
Oh, no,
or
listening,
just watching?
Listening, yeah, watching.
Watching, right, okay.
Yeah, at the Royal Albert Hall, I've got a box.
Nice. Okay, very nice. Yes. Now, learning a musical instrument, if you're musical, is it takes quite a bit of time.
Oh, my friend knows about 3 to grade 8, she knows drums, piano and singing, all to grade 8.
Yeah.
She's musically minded.
There's a girl like that in my eldest daughter's class. Uh-huh. I mean, Olivia's only 11, she's in year 6, so it's the last year of primary school. And there's this girl, Melinda, who plays about 5 or 6 instruments all to the top level. And she's won musical scholarships to that every school that she's playing.
Wow.
I know, I mean, she's amazing.
Emma!
I can't even play the recorder.
I can play the recorder, I can play the handbells.
The triangle. Gemma!
What's she doing?
It's all right, she's attracted by the bin again.
I need to get
she's
her
not
the
lead. It's all right, we'll get her.
No, she's not worth trying.
Well, I think that she's far enough away from us at the moment that we can't just get her on the lead.
Oh, yes,
when
we
get up there, we will do. Yeah. I was trying to get up over to the left so that we were a good distance away.
Oh, she's...
Gemma! Come on! Oh, yeah, she likes doing that, doesn't she? What I'm going to do is put you on the pathway, then I think I will go and retrieve.
And I knew you would be.
She's got a magnetism about her.
She hasn't, she definitely. Magnetism, that's the word.
Magnetism.
That's the word.
She's a magnetic girl.
Then we found two of the ladies to chat to as well.
Yes, I'm sure you did. Who were they?
I'm not sure their name. One was a Polish lady who's got 2 dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one... Not sure, she sounded quite posh.
Posh?
She ignored her husband when he rang, so that says it all. She wears the trousers. Doesn't it?
Does she recognise the dog?
What's that joke, Colin, about Jack and Jill? They went up the hill and something about. And he said something about.
To get a pair of trousers?
No, something about trousers, and she says something about.
Jack and Jill went up the hill.
No, it's something to do with getting her knickers. And she says, you're not going to unless you do something. I can't remember what it is. It's a bit like that with her.
Gemma, are you tired out?
Who's going to wear the trousers then, miss?
Gemma, are you tired out?
Does she want a drink?
Who's going to wear the trousers?
She's already had a drink. She's already had a drink.
Who's going to wear the
Gemma.
Trousers?
Gemma!
Is that me? Who's going to wear the trousers? You or me?
You know this girl. Gemma, witness.
That's what everyone thinks.
Dominatrix is the word that's been
said.
Listen at her.
Yeah.
Listen at her.
I can hear her, thank you. She's panting away like me.